Welcome, everyone, to the Entertainment Buffet Podcast. I'm Brandon Prosek. It has been quite a while since I did an update. For those who did or didn't listen, little recap. Back in 2022, I pretty much did a huge life update. I had mentioned I had just bought a house. I was about to have surgery. And I really needed to reevaluate everything I was working on in my life. And just notice that I can't do it all, especially when I have so many responsibilities. I decided to put the podcast on hiatus. I bought a 100-year house. I decided to do another update for you guys because weirdly it was one of my most listened to podcast episodes of recent memory. And so I decided, you know what, I'm going to give you guys another update because there are some positive things to give you updates about. And so I wanted to share it in case there's any listeners out there or maybe people on our YouTube channel who don't know what's going on with Entertainment Buffet and myself. So here's the thing. Major life update. I'm filming this on December 15th of 2023, coming right at the end of the year. I have lost a grand total of 100 pounds. It's been wild, because 50 of those pounds have been from January 2023 to December of 2023. Yeah, it's been a major goal of mine to really get my health in order. At my heaviest, I was about 320 pounds and I was very depressed. I had terrible sleeping. I had bad anxiety. I was eating terribly, had very high cholesterol that I was getting to the point where I was going to be borderline diabetic. And yeah, I was not heading in a good direction. One of the big things that I had to really take notice in, and thankfully I had a supporting partner kind of point it out to me in a way that was respectful, which was, I had all of these plates that I was tossing into the air, all these projects. I was doing stand-up comedy, I was producing shows, live comedy shows, I was doing a YouTube channel, I was doing a podcast, writing scripts, writing comic books, self-publishing those comic books. I was just doing so many things, and one of which was not taking care of myself. And luckily, it's been a long journey. You know, 2019 to 2022, I had lots of ups and downs. I had lost about 50 pounds and then kind of gained some back, lost it, gained some back. January 2023, I really focused on my health and I removed a lot of projects off my plate and stopped tossing plates in the air, to kind of mix metaphors. So I decided to take a step back and really evaluate what I had time for so that I could also focus not only on my general adult responsibilities, but taking care of my body and my health. Because obviously in order for me to do all those things that I enjoy, I need to be okay. I actually started an Instagram and a TikTok where I'm going to be talking all about my health journey. If you want to follow me at bpro.health. I can get way more into the details, but yeah, I've been counting my calories, been working out about 7 days a week, strength training, cardio, still seeing a trainer a couple times a month, playing pickleball. I have really upped my protein. I had no idea I was very protein deficient. And even a recent choice is, for about 6 months now, I've been gluten-free as well. I'm even a brand ambassador for Orgain protein, which, if anyone's a protein shake enjoyer or they like adding protein powder to stuff, I really recommend Orgain because it's almost zero sugars. It's got a lot of probiotics and it's just very lean, vegan, gluten-free, all the whole shebang. And a lot of them taste very good and I'm addicted to because, yeah, someone of my size, I need like 200 grams of protein a day. And so that's wild. You need shakes like that to kind of get your protein game up. So if you want to use the code BPROHEALTH, first 30% off protein, go ahead and use that too. I'm going to put that link in the YouTube description if you're watching this on YouTube or listening on Spotify perhaps. So yeah, health, that is a major life update, one that I'm extremely proud of, and I'm still processing crossing the 100 pounds because it doesn't feel real. So yeah, again, if you're interested in following my health journey, please follow me there at bpro.health. I'm also going to be putting some of those videos on Entertainment Buffet just to kind of spread the word, because one of the reasons I was able to accomplish this goal was I had help from my partner, from a trainer, from, you know, people on Instagram and TikTok with recipes and workouts and stretches and all the things. So like, I want to give back. And if anyone ever wants to DM me for advice, help, tips, tricks, all that stuff, my DMs are open. As far as Entertainment Buffet goes, what is going on with the company? Well, a big exciting thing for 2023 was we were finally able to lock a residency at Lincoln Lodge Theater in Chicago for our show, Brews and Bad Movies. We've been kind of all over the place, a few different venues, both before COVID and then had a hiatus during COVID when it wasn't safe to have live entertainment. And then we started working with Lincoln Lodge, had some change in producers, and we're just trying to find like a specific day that we could be there every month, that we could just tell people, hey, this is our day, this is where you can find us. So luckily, starting in January 2023, we are the first Thursday of every month. So we did 12 shows so far in 2023, and they went fantastic. I am so proud and excited and just over the moon that Brews and Bad Movies, that I started back in the summer of 2019, has finally reached a point where it is the show that I've always envisioned. And a huge shout out, huge thank you to my co-producer and co-host, Jonah Jerkins. He's an incredible comedian. He's also an incredible producer because he not only produces Brews with me, Brews and Bad Movies with me once a month, but he also produces Blackout Diaries every week, every Friday at Lincoln Lodge Theater, and Comedians You Should Know, which is every Wednesday at Timothy O'Toole's in Chicago. I've been to both shows, and they are two of the best shows in the city. So the fact that he produces those shows, they do so well, and then he also came on board and just worked with me to bring the vision that I think we both had for a bad movie live comedy show to life. The exciting thing is the space we are at Lincoln Lodge Theater, we fit about 45-50 people, and I think about nine of the 12 shows were almost sold out or sold out, and the ones that didn't were still pretty full. And we have regulars. That is wild to me. I have to, like, just to, I don't want to brag, but I'm so thankful that we have some people who have come to like 5 to 8 of our 12 shows over the last 12 months. That's wild. 'Cause how many people go to a show and never go back to it? But the fact that people keep coming back, they clearly like what we're doing, and we must be doing something right. So I'm so grateful. Not to send you to another place, but Brews and Bad Movies has an Instagram and a TikTok and a Facebook at Brews and Bad Movies for all those. So you can get up-to-date information on tickets and all that. I try to post it on Entertainment Buffet channels as well, but that's just the direct source for that specific branded show. It was so fun because at Lincoln Lodge, they would usually give you a few months of dates, and if you kept doing well, you'd get renewed a few months. And then we did so well that at the end of the year, we were able to secure all of 2024. We will be the first Thursday of every month in the front theater at Lincoln Lodge Theater for Brews and Bad Movies. I'm so excited. What else has Entertainment Buffet been up to since the last update? Well, you may have seen it on our social medias if you follow there, but in 2022 and 2023, we published 3 different comic books. First of which, if you're watching the video, is Tripping Through Time. This is a sci-fi comedy, just standalone story. We actually did it in live version at our Out of This World show back in 2018. But yeah, I had an artist from Brazil bring this to life, and I think it's fun. It's just a cute little book, and It is available on Gumroad in web form or on Amazon in print paperback. Or if you're local and maybe come to a show, I can sell you to it direct at our cheapest price. But yeah, so that is one. And then we also self-published, not one, but two issues of Goldslingers. I'm now holding up the covers for issues one and two of Goldslingers. So this is a Western comic book, adventure monster story. It's kind of a la Indiana Jones, Pirates of the Caribbean, or if you like those 90s, late 90s, early 2000s mummy movies with Brendan Fraser. It's got that vibe. I kind of wanted to throw back to stories like that because I feel like that's something that we're kind of missing right now. Goldslingers is a 6-part story, and so far we only have 2 done, but we're working with some talented artists to see if we can keep that going. It's going to kind of depend on funding going forward, because we want to pay our artists a good wage for the work that they do, and in order to do that, we need to get a little bit more funds in Entertainment Fade to accomplish that. But yeah, Goldslingers 1 and 2 are available on Amazon or Gumroad. Those links are going to be below too. But yeah, Amazon page or Gumroad page, they'll have all 3 of those comic books. So that was very exciting to get those out, because it was like April of 22 is when we released Tripping Through Time. October of 22 is when we released issue 1 of Goldslingers, and then it was just, about the summer, fall of 23 when we were able to get issue 2 of Goldslingers out there. So yeah, it's been a long road for these stories, but would really love for you guys to check them out. This video is not supposed to be just me linking and telling you where to catch all the things, but it's to update you on what's been going on, because a big update is what's going on with the Entertainment Buffet YouTube channel. Well, we did a bit of an experiment when COVID hit, because it was around 2020 when our pizza delivery sketch from way back in 2014, good Lord, that's going to be 10 years ago soon. Woo! Right now, pizza delivery is over 4 million views. And so because we were home with COVID and we weren't producing live shows, I was thinking of what's a way that we can not only collaborate with a bunch of other comedians and creatives who are home during COVID as well, but also do what one of my dreams of Entertainment Buffet when I first started it back in college was. I wanted it to truly be a buffet of entertainment. I never meant for it to be just things that are written or directed or produced by me. I wanted to feature artists of all sorts. I wanted other voices. I wanted other podcasts, other sketches, other videos. I wanted a variety. And so there was a number of people who supplied content, partnered with us, and we put that on our channel. But just to be perfectly honest with you, it kind of really messed with the algorithm. So the thing is, what I've been learning over the last few years when it comes to algorithms is a lot of sites, especially social media, specifically places like Instagram or YouTube, and probably all of them to some degree, is they really want you to pick what they call a niche and stick to it. You know, whether that is a podcast about health, or whether that is about video games or finance, whatever it is, they want you to pick one thing and that's your thing. So by me having a variety of comedy content that would be, you know, some sketch, some podcast about movies, we had some makeup tutorials with Marissa Steele. We had things of varying forms that I think they just were like, hey, no. And so there's quite a few videos that really didn't reach, even though we have over 9,000 subscribers, really didn't reach those people. Some videos did, but there's a large chunk that did not. And I also found that quantity does not quite beat quality. And not to say that there's not quality videos being sent to me. I had a lot of podcasts where it was mainly audio with a picture or a logo for the podcast over it, and it was not a video podcast. And I don't think people always use YouTube to just listen to audio. So I think sometimes those would get some views, but not a lot. And that would, you know, not be the best. Because when you have more videos going out there and the minutes are not necessarily translating, because little YouTube secret rant here is YouTube used to be very much based on views. And I think the problem was people would then click on a page, refresh, click on a page, click on a new one, open a bunch of tabs, and like they would kind of boost views, like cheating that way. And I think YouTube realized that, whether it was YouTube or when they got overtaken by Google, bought by them, I think they realized that that's a real cheat, especially when having their ad monetization partnership program. So they decided to kind of switch a lot of the YouTube statistics, and like what really mattered was minutes watched. So if you had, say, a 10 minute video and people were only watching 30 seconds, that really was not good. Even if you had a million views, quote unquote, it was how many minutes were watched. Now, if your average minute watched was 7 to 8 minutes, that was great. They loved that because that means people were staying on YouTube and possibly clicking ads. So I, over COVID the last few years, really learned a lot about YouTube. And unfortunately, I think, I don't want to say killed the algorithm on my channel for Entertainment Buffet, but I didn't necessarily help it. And so one of the things that in 2022, 2023, when I was focusing on my health and my live show and some of my own personal writing, I was not able to dedicate time to videos any longer, as well as this podcast. So that's one thing I'm going to be trying to turn around personally, is I would like to start posting some more content. I do have these separate outlets, such as the bpro.health TikTok and Instagram pages. I also do have Bruise and Bad Movies, where we'll have some content. And I'm also recently starting a TikTok called Wrestling Booking Brandon, where I specifically talk about my wrestling nerdiness and how I would book things as a writer and a wrestling fan. The reason I'm doing that and also having a channel just for writing, for my own personal stuff at Brandon Prosek, if you'd like to follow me there, is because a lot of these algorithms want specific niches. And these are various topics that I'm passionate about or that I enjoy. I'm going to be kind of branching into those areas, and I'll still put stuff on Entertainment Buffet, but it will not be the same as in those various outlets. But I still want content to be coming on Entertainment Buffet, and if we find other partners again, I would like to bring you stuff from them too. Because one of the things that happened was that first year or two, people were sending Entertainment Buffet things. And then when their videos didn't exactly take off, I think they were not really understanding why they'd send it to Entertainment Buffet. And they wanted to put it on their own channels, which is totally valid. And then for a lot of these people who were live performers, whether it was improvisers or stand-up comedians, is around late 21, early 22, when shows started becoming safe again after COVID vaccinations, they're like, I'm not really going to be doing those videos anymore, so I'm going to be performing live and just focusing on their own TikToks, which is totally understandable, totally valid. I appreciate everyone who gave us content to begin with. But yeah, so if there are people out there that want to partner with Entertainment Buffet, you want to bring content to our channel, please reach out, entertainmentbuffet@gmail.com, DM Entertainment Buffet on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok, any of those. But yeah, so that is what's going on with me personally, but also with Entertainment Buffet, is we are still going to be pushing our comic books when we can. Live events, Bruise and Bad Movies is first Thursday of every month at Lincoln Lodge Theater. And we are on Instagram, we are on TikTok, and we have some more videos coming on YouTube that hopefully you guys will enjoy. But, yeah, as for the podcast, at this time, I do not have the space for it, because personally, I not only have a day job, but I also am working part-time because I have some remodeling around the house still going on. Currently, the project is we are remodeling and retooling, redoing my entire bathroom. It's a house that has a small bathroom. It's only one bathroom, so I'm trying to make it nice because the previous owner or owners had not updated it since, I think, the 70s, and started to get a little moldy, so hopefully we're not opening up a can of worms when we open those walls, but we shall see. For anyone who took the time to listen or watch this, I really appreciate you. I've been putting stuff on YouTube since 2012, and it's really crazy to think about having done that for well over 10 years, but also doing this podcast since 2016. I think there were a lot of lessons learned across the board in all these projects, whether it was plays, whether it was YouTube, whether it was podcasting or live comedy shows. I've been learning a lot and figuring out how to better capitalize on things that make most sense for not only the company as a whole, but for me personally. One last plug, I swear. I know I'm plugging. It sounds like I'm still doing a lot. Now that I'm saying it, it does sound like I'm doing a lot, but believe it or not, I did scale back. But I also am occasionally teaching a writing class at Lincoln Lodge Theater. I just did my first 6-week course. It was a TV pilot writing class where I taught people how to write a TV pilot to write their first draft in just 6 weeks. And from end of October to early December, we did that. And I'm very proud of my class. If any of you happen to be listening or watching, you guys did great. And we're going to be offering that class again at the end of February of 2024. So if you want to sign up, that link will also be below. There's so many links below. I understand it's a lot, but I don't know how you found me. I don't know what way you like the channel. I don't know what way you want to support me or see the things that I'm doing, but there's plenty of options. You want to hear me talk about health stuff? You want to hear me nerd out about wrestling? Want to come see us live for Bruising Bad Movies? Whatever it is, please reach out to me. I appreciate you, and I'm just really grateful for the journey that I've been on this last year and a half or so since I updated you guys last. I do miss the podcast, but right now there's just not a place for it. And like I said, I never liked the idea of like officially canceling it, you know, or saying that it's over, because I don't know. There may be times where I feel inspired about a subject and I'm like, you know what, let's podcast. There may be someone I want to talk to and I'm like, you know what, excuse to talk, podcast. So for now, we're still on hiatus, but I hope you can check me out at all these other places. I hope that you can check out Entertainment Buffet and all the things that we're working on. That's all for now. Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate you.